This is DJ Lipchild from radio-free.org, and you're listening to Carillion Run Radio.
Begin transmission.
You are listening to Carillion Run Radio, your route through hyperspace to the latest news on Star Wars: The Old Republic.
Hi, and welcome to Carillion Run Radio. This is episode 147, and we're recording live Sunday, June 28, 2015. My name is Jason, and I'm joined by my co-host Heather. Howdy, Heather.
Hey, Jason.
So, how you doing? Have you recovered from our
party last night?
Escapades on the Ebonhawk last night?
Yeah. It was a lot of RP for me. More than I'm used to. but I did do some other stuff in game this past week. Besides the RP party, which we will talk about in a little bit. I helped one of our story mode ops groups in my guild get their achievements for clearing Temple of Sacrifice. I thought that was really cool. I hadn't meant to log in that day either, and then they're like, hey, one of their people didn't show up. So I helped, and then they finally got their achievements, and I was like, oh, yay. I felt so
look at you.
Proud. Yeah, so
look
that
at
was
you,
really
like
nice.
Like a proud mama taking the young ones through the operation. Look at you like that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And then, earlier in this week, we still haven't beat Tor card mode. I feel so guilty being melee and stuff, but I mean, I think I'm surviving good enough.
I was about to say, you feel guilty not getting through hard mode Torque? Yeah, I was like, yeah, you should be ashamed of yourself.
The lowest we've gotten it down to is 16%, so hopefully we can get it the next time we do an operation.
So when's your next round?
With that group. Probably tomorrow night. They are going to do, they're going to raid tonight, but I have a friend in town.
Look at you.
So I'm going to go hang out with her. I know, but at least I got my raid time in earlier.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. You got that in.
Yeah, but so tomorrow, I wish them luck tonight that they, they get it down, but then I'll be really sad that they did it without me.
So I'm going to go a little bit of news. I got a question for you. You know the news, they lowered the transfer cost to go to other.
Yeah, I saw that. You know, I'm already on the Harbinger, and so, you know, I don't care about moving anything.
You think about it, it's only 90 cartel coins to move your legacy. So you have all your buffs and everything to another server, possibly?
Yeah, so that's really cool. I don't know, though. I guess I'm just going to leave it the way it is, because I haven't needed to play. I mean, besides Ebonhawk,
yeah,
I haven't really had a desire to have my legacy on other servers.
Were you
right
trying
now.
To get on Prophecy of the Five or one of the other PvP servers?
I think people are moving away from the Bastion and Prophecy of the Five. Yeah, so I don't think it would be a good move to go over there.
Bad feeling, guild.
Oh, I think they're on Jung Ma, though, right?
Yeah. You can hook up Jung Ma and, yeah, use your melee on him. There you go. Meet up with Chuck.
I think I'll just wait until the expansion comes out. By the way, guys, there's an expansion.
There is? Are you kidding? Yeah, we got some news on that. We're going to have to talk about that. But no, what I was asking the question was, I have been kind of spreading my legacy all around. That's kind of sounded bad, but honestly, my in-game legacy, folks. In-game legacy, folks. I've been moving a couple characters here and there. I was on your server a little bit. So.
Yeah. I hear you raided with Unholy Alliances.
I'm checking out the whole scene there on Harbinger. It's kind of cool.
Oh, okay.
It is pretty big, though. It's
a
server. There's a lot of people on it. And it's a West Coast server, so actually with my time, you know, I am Mr. Hoot Owl late night. So actually that works out really good. There's still the pops and stuff run a lot later, so getting stuff like that. And then on top of that, I have also been on Ebonhawk. And I have some other news, Heather, everyone out there, our listeners, you will be so proud of me. Guess what I did?
I don't know. You cleared a Temple of Sacrifice.
Nope. That's one thing I have not done in game.
I don't know. What?
I did a couple war zones.
Oh my god, you did it.
Yes, Jason has PvP'd in SWTOR.
You know what? Awesome!
It was actually pretty cool. I have to admit.
Did you bring?
It was one of my low levels. I was a brand new bounty hunter, a merc. And so I was what's going on? And everything like this. But it was pretty cool. I have to admit, I get it. I get some of the PvP thing. Now, granted, this was low-E stuff, and I know that is, like, the best way. Everybody says that's the best war zones to get in anyway, because it's pretty it's a little more balanced than if you get the higher levels,
mm-hmm.
the hardcore people. But it was really neat. I have to admit, you know, you have to use more of line of sight and everything like that. You can't, like, oh, wait, I know this one NPC is going to come back in just a second, so I'll wait for it to turn around and come back. You can't do that. And it's just because you don't know what the reaction is going to be of that other player. So it was actually pretty cool, I have to admit. I mean, I don't know how much I will actually do, and I doubt I will get hardcore in it. But it was really cool. I mean, I was in with a group of people. We were talking via TeamSpeak and stuff like that. So that made it a lot more fun, too. So, I mean, we weren't the best at it. So it made it just fun. We were just like, okay, let's see who could die first. And it wasn't me. I wasn't even hiding either, so it was cool. And even if you die, it was like, I'll get back up, do it again, so it was pretty cool. Alderaan was my first one, so that was really cool. I watched a lot of streams on that, so thank you all the people that watch us and the people that have been out there, you streamers. You helped me, the different tactics to use and stuff like that. So and then Hypergate, I did that one. And it's a little confusing, but it was fun. I really enjoyed it, so yes. Jason Taylor has now done pretty much everything in the game. No, just kidding. Just kidding, folks. I'm a liar. But no, I've actually PvP'd. So yeah, that was my big news.
Yay.
And I guess speaking of the news, as we alluded to, we've got a little bit to talk about.
From the Newsnet and beyond.
So if you've been under a rock, and it seems like we have, because it's been a while. We had you had some people over last weekend, so we had to move the whole thing back, and then we had scheduling difficulty with our guest, which we'll get to later, but we had an expansion drop on us, or the news of expansion.
Yeah, Knights of the Fallen Empire.
Knights of the Fallen Empire. Really cool. A lot of people are having problems with an acronym of it, so it's...
Kotfi,
or coffee, some people just allude to it. Yeah, so Kotfi, or Knights of the Fallen Empire, it will be coming out October 27th. Are you shocked about, you know, it'll be less than a year for an expansion? What do you think?
No. I'm not shocked at all. They said there's going to be some big stuff coming this year to SWTOR, so I'm not surprised. And I'm also not surprised that it's a big change. I'm still not surprised that it's BioWare going back to what they do best, with it, which is doing their story, role-playing game.
BioWare story is what they're talking about, so... Let's see. What are some of the facts that we do know, just roughly? For those of you who may not have heard any of the news yet, and there's some people that haven't.
There's a new level cap. The new level cap is level 65.
Awesome.
There's going to be some changes coming to companions. So you might be able to pick or something.
What about the betraying? You can betray some companions. Okay, on your spot, Heather. Which companion are you betraying?
Obviously, Quinn.
Oh, yeah. He's so gone. I don't even play my Juggernaut that much, and he's... Quinn, you're dead.
Is it past the time where we can say, you know, this is not a spoiler?
Yeah, well, there's new people coming in all the time, so I hate to actually give it away, because I want people to be shocked at that. But yeah, Quinn is so gone. So gone. Out the airlock. Anyone else?
But the expansion, well... not anyone else for me. I only play Impside, and he's really the only one that's pissed me off.
Not only upset, are you pissed Heather off? That's, you're gone. All right.
Yeah. Oh gosh, what was I gonna say?
Totally threw you off. The one thing I did, level 60, there's gonna be a new thing. Well, actually, it's not a new thing. We're gonna be take on the role as the Outlander. We're gonna actually wake up from my cryogenic sleep, I guess.
Yeah, it'll be quite a few years later. Not sure how many years, but Lana Beniko is still alive. So.
What's she gonna look like? She's gonna look better. I hope they fix her yellow eyes. I mean,
you know, I saw her with double lightsabers. Not a double lightsaber, but like Marauder lightsabers.
Yeah, like wasn't she like a Sork?
She was a Sork. So.
Interesting.
But yeah, basically.
Go ahead.
Basically, BioWare is kind of going to be coming out with 9 chapters of story when the expansion launches, and then the rest of the chapters throughout 2016. So if you go on to SWTOR's website, SWTOR.com/FallenEmpire, they tell you about what the chapters are called, and you can also see all the new characters and everything like that.
Yeah, I like the new page. It reminds me of like the build-up right before the game launched. Where they had all the little things you could look up, the little bios on companions, different things about the planet, where you're going to be going, different things like that. I really like that. I think it's been one of the major pages and stuff with information since, you know, in a very long time that we've been given.
Oh, and then the trailer.
Oh, the trailer. Yes, the first Blur trailer since the HK-51. And that was a short one. I don't know if I actually consider that. I mean, Blur made it, but.
Yeah, it's a really cool trailer. You got two Eric Muscos running around trying to kill each other.
I know.
So I would highly recommend watching it if you have not seen it yet.
I completely agree on that. Just for that sake alone, you know, I didn't have the Photoshop. You talked about it. I didn't get the Photoshop picture. I was going to put that up, and I totally did not get that. So
we'll put it in our show notes.
I fail on that. So yeah, check our show notes. Check it when we post the article and the podcast on Tuesday. We'll definitely have it in there. But that is so funny. So in light of the news of the expansion, there was people writing articles, various articles, members of the community, and also we had some people from various, like, gaming sites that were following this. And, you know, let's see, we had, there were several, but we had MMORPG.com wrote an article, ING.com wrote an article.
IGN.
IGN, yeah, whatever. Close enough. Yeah, IGN.com, excuse me on that. They wrote an article. And then MassVLP, those are the three we kind of looked at and found some different things. What was some things you came across, Heather?
It would be the article on Massively OP about how the expansion is kind of moving away from MMOs and more towards the RPG. But that there will still be MMO content. So we'll see. We'll see what the game will be like. I think I'm still going to have fun with it just because I haven't even cleared the current hard mode, so I think I can live without an operation for just a little bit.
Yeah.
And my favorite thing about the game is the story, so.
Well, and when the game was first announced, way back when, before it even launched, that was the whole, like, the other pillar that they were going to bring to MMOs was story. And so, I know that a lot of people are wanting other elements, and I understand that, but I think this is, for what everybody says, BioWare and their storytelling, especially if they're talking about going back to BioWare story, like Mass Effect, which in one of the quotes there in the, let's see, I'll get it up here real quick, that, and I actually have it here, we'll put it up here, Massively OP's quote, let's see, James Olin chimed in, and they're talking about the expansion, but the biggest thing they've talked about is they're mostly inspired by, the devs were stressing it mostly inspired by the first originally Knights of the Republic and Mass Effect. So if we're going back to storytelling like that, and where the biggest thing they're talking about is choices matter, like, and they're talking like sacrificing companions to go through your story. And the thing that's different about those games, this is an MMO. There is no save button. There's no go back here, quick save, like, oh yeah, I didn't like that choice, I'm going to go back. No, if you make a choice in an MMO, guess what? You're stuck with it. And they're talking about it's going to actually affect some of your gameplay down the road on what, you know, what story branch you go on. And I kind of think that will add a whole new element on, you know, what you're going to do and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Although it's the internet and you have YouTube and everything like that. So people are like, oh, don't do this, don't do that.
But I never look at any of that stuff. I just play.
Yeah, I don't. there's some a little bit. I mean, I'm like, if I'm really having struggling, like at the beginning of the game, I was like, maybe I'll go back and check things out. But, yeah, I kind of try to avoid those. I don't want to get spoilers and everything like that. So, let's see. I'm trying to think of some other things. There was one other one that was talking about, let's see if I get that quote up here that I also found. And that was on IGN.com and where they actually talked about the multiplayer aspect. And that they weren't ready to share all the details about how multiplayer will be working in the new expansion. And it's going to be a whole new kind of system they're going to be bringing into. And let's see. There's a whole system that is introduced through 9 episodes, which that's the 9 episode beginning, that hooks in all aspects of the multiplayer game. So I'm going to speculate maybe that includes operations. Flashpoints at the very least, maybe some heroics. So I'm kind of positive about it. I'm excited about an expansion, hearing the news about it. So I'm going to reserve any negative things until we know more.
Yeah.
So that is about my feelings on that. So, and I'm sure everybody has their opinion. And of course, now that I'm into PvP, I'm like, come on, BioWare, get on with it. Let's do something. No.
Basically, it looks cool. I'll have to wait and see when it comes out, how I like it. It's free for subscribers, so I'm already subscribed, so it's just gonna happen.
Bonus.
And I'm still working on operations, so, I mean, it's great. It seems great to me.
I completely agree.
Get back to me, when you've cleared all the hard mode operations and...
Who, me?
No, the listeners, you know, get back to me about how there's not enough content if you haven't even cleared the current operations yet. I mean, obviously there's not, not obviously, but it doesn't seem that there is PvP content at all in here so far as we know, but
yeah,
I've been saying that for a while that it's just not a priority for them, especially if they're going towards the route of single player RPG.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, and I'm just going to be flat honest, I don't think if you're really looking for hardcore PvP, I don't know that this is actually
Go play a MOBA.
Yeah. This is probably not the game that's going to be out there. And I don't know, maybe this is something EA thought about because the new Star Wars Battlefront is coming out. And I think a lot of PvP players are already talking about that and are excited about that. And maybe they didn't want to compete against themselves. I don't know. That's me again. Throwing out speculation. So, who knows? Who knows? Who knows? But we'd like to hear what you think, and so you can put some of your thoughts in the chat room, which I'm sure you guys are. And then also, definitely leave us your voice things on our website. You can check it out. We got our little voice thing. You click on it. It's on the right side of our page. You click on that. Leave your voice, or you know, just leave us comments there on our Facebook page or Twitter. We'd love to hear.
You're saying my whole line.
I know. Can't help it. Well, I'm excited. I mean, you got to think, I had a late night, super late night. Is that party in Nar Shaddaa?
Yeah. Why don't we tell them a little bit more about that?
I know. That was late night. And then I had to edit some audio till like 4 a.m. So if I'm a little mixed up, yeah, well, that happens. But we were out with Radio Free, radio-free.org to be exact. It is an internet radio station, so... We had a chance to meet with them, which I thought was great.
Yeah, they're also a guild on the Ebonhawk server. They have dark side and light side guilds, and they gather up every day, and they have different DJs and have parties. It's actually really cool. And we did an interview with them.
Yep, and we kind of skipped a little intro for the community buzz, but you know what? Hey. I'm still trying to get over Nar Shaddaa RP party, so live with me, okay? And we're going to go ahead and get you that interview now, and so you can check it out. Okay, here we are. We are live on the Evan Hawk, and we're with Radio Free. That's radiofree.org, the internet radio station. So first things first, guys, let's go ahead and go around the room. Just want to start here maybe with Josie and introduce yourselves. Tell us a little bit about you.
Hello, my name is DJ Josie, and I do the Monday night shows, Aim and Misbehave show. Been doing this for a couple months now.
I'm Major Vendetta. I have the Thursday night shows. I do the Stream of Consciousness. I don't remember when I started. Was it November, December? Something like that.
Well, I'll go next. I'm DJ Lovechild, and I do the Saturday Viva Nashada show. I've been doing this way too long and without any pay.
I guess that means it's my turn. I'm Abram. I do the Friday night Full Metal Friday show. I've been doing this for a while-ish now. And yeah, it's good times.
Now, how did Radio Free get started? Who came up with the website idea and making it a guild in-game?
Well, I'll take this one, guys. Radio Free, we started from another radio station. Myself and, at the time, we had another gentleman working with us named Eladin. Me and him decided to break off and start our own radio station. We put everything together pretty quickly. We'd like to thank Vendetta for the website because she's our web mistress. You know, it's just one of those things. We've been together now for a little over a year.
Has it been that long already?
It's not been a love-hate, though, thing, right? You guys enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We love doing this. It's a ton of fun. I mean, it's, you know, just getting everyone together and you know, bringing people out to just kind of chill and dance and, you know, talk and RP and have a good time. It's a lot of fun, and being able to kind of, you know, be a part of that and to be the, you know, the unifying factor and bringing everyone together. It's awesome. It's a great time.
So did you guys all meet each other on the Evan Hawk server, or did you all converge here, or what? Has the station considered expanding to other servers?
I pretty much met everybody here. I started a little over a year ago with another station that we broke off of. And I guess some of the DJs have been around longer than I have. But yeah, we have done shows on the other servers.
And it's not that we want to expand to the other servers. We're looking for partners to come forward with us and work with us so that we can expand.
So now, how long have you guys been hosting events here on Evan Hawk? Just a year? Did you guys start doing that? Or how long has it been since you do the parties like at Narshaw, which seem to be mostly where you have them at?
We've been doing those all along. That's from day one. That's kind of the main vehicle that we've used to get the word out about us, really, is it holding the party events. And they're usually down on Narshada, and they're in front of the hut, or a couple of shows do the Slippery Slopes there. Narshada was chosen mainly because it's both a pub and Imp World, and so both factions can go there and just kind of kick around and have a good time. It's easy for both sides to get to, you know, one central location and do that.
And that was the big thing that we saw, that a lot of stations had them either on fleet, which meant the other faction couldn't come. They could listen, but they couldn't go to the parties.
Yeah, that was one thing I was going to touch on. You guys do make it to where both factions can come to the events, and you guys make sure that almost everything is communicated in the Say channel so everybody can understand that. I think that's very cool.
We like including everybody.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of the whole, you know, the whole purpose is to just make a, you know, produce a great environment for everyone just to have fun and have a good time at. And you know, if you're excluding one side, then you know you're not doing what you're setting out to do.
That's the thing. I mean, we love seeing the people come out. I mean, that's really, I think, what keeps us going is having people come and dance and just, you know, hang out and enjoy the show.
Well, the coolest thing is when somebody new comes to one of the shows and they're like, I had no idea this goes on in game. This is so cool. And it's just, it's not something we want people to have to do all the time, but it's a nice relief from the grinding and the ops and the flashpoints.
And it's one of the reasons why we do it so many days a week, is we understand that, you know, guilds and other organizations, you know, they've got the op night, or they're going to run flashpoints on a certain night. And by us doing it several days a week, we keep it open for them to still come and enjoy the same shows.
Yeah, I think that's really cool that you guys have so many nights that where people can come out and party and have a good time, and you don't like restrict it to like sometimes people just have the weekends, and that's usually when some people are getting in, doing their ops and everything like that. So now, how do you guys become DJs, and is it possible for others to join the ranks of the famous?
That's all you, Lovechild.
All right. I think Josie and I are the only ones with real-world experience as disc jockeys. Some of our other disc jockeys, they came to us with no experience. You know, we point them in the right directions. We kind of have a training session, which is basically based on the theory of throw them in the water and see if they sink or swim.
That they kick us in the deep end and let us go.
It was really more like putting on meat underpants and throwing us to the wolves.
Or the piranhas.
Or the sharks.
Well, you guys seem to be surviving quite well, though, I'll have to say.
I think because we're having fun.
Yeah, I mean, if you're doing it and you're not having fun at it, then, you know, why would you continue to do something you're not having fun at? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, with the last organization we were with, there was a lot of burnout. And it not only from the disc jockeys, but also our support staff that comes with us to these events. The dancers that we have, like, you know, Valentine and Zimmy, that are usually at almost every party we have, you know, it gives them a chance. You know, there are certain days we won't broadcast so that we give everybody an opportunity just to relax, you know, to go play the game, enjoy the game, and you don't have to be here.
I do find myself, even if I'm not here, but I'm in game, if I'm out leveling or working on an alt, I've still got the show on in the background.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
I think most of us do. That's kind of a, you know, it's one of the things too. I mean, if someone doesn't necessarily want to come down and you know, spend the night dancing and whatnot, and you know, hey, we're still here, we're still putting on the show, we're still playing music. So, you know, if you just want a good soundtrack to go play the game to, then, you know, we're here and providing that. And touching on something else that Lovechild said about the about our support staff is, you know, we've got a, you know, the on-air staff, of course, you know, we tend to get the focus because we're the on-air staff. We're the ones actually, you know, talking and broadcasting and whatnot. But, you know, we would not be nearly as big and as popular as we are without the work of our support staff. We've got, you know, everyone in the guild does a great job at promoting and, you know, running around and spamming out our advertisements, you know, on Fleet, on Drum and Cost, on Coruscant, you know, wherever, to just kind of get the word out and let people know that, yeah, we're here, we're, you know, we're doing our show and you know, we're ready here to tell people to have fun.
Awesome. So I have a couple noob questions. So I'm not a regular RPer. And so when you guys were talking about using Say, how close do you have to be to, in order for the other faction to hear you? Or, well, to see what you're saying?
Not very close. You can be pretty, if you're in the area, the general vicinity, you'll pretty much hear what quote end quote, what people are saying in the Say channel. It's well beyond engagement range. I think it'll go beyond visual range even.
Well, I also noticed when I went to the party last time that no one had their companions out and everyone was RP walking. Are there any other basics that would be useful to know as a RP noob that I don't know right now?
mainly keeping the pets, the companions put away, and not to do any really huge emotes, you know, like fireworks or, you know, demolitions or things like that, because the reason why we don't encourage those during our shows is that it drops the frame rate for everybody else.
Not everybody has an 8-core CPU.
Right. And to that effect, you know, a lot of times we'll get people who want to duel and things like that, you know, around, around the show, they're doing some, an RP that involves them fighting with each other, and that's cool, and we're perfectly okay with that. But we do always ask that people take it, away from the main dance floor, because just for that reason, because not everyone has a super powerful gaming beast of glory, and so that'll really kill a lot of people's frame rates. And so we just appreciate it if people kind of take that away and do that a little bit further away, so they can so everyone can enjoy the show.
One of the things is not everyone is in character while we're dancing. I mean, there are a number of us who do RP, myself included, but this really is more of a social event. So you do not have to RP in order to come down and dance and join our shows. That's not a requirement, although you will encounter people who are in character.
And the essential basic, if you want to boil it down, is, be nice. Don't be a...
The Will Wheaton rule.
That's right. Just keep it nice and do unto others, essentially.
Before they do unto you.
Not before.
Always before they do unto you.
I mean, we get people who come and they'll be whispering horrible things to the girls. Or
trolls.
We'll get trolls. Or you'll end up with somebody who will get in their mount and just ride over people and go around and around and
their
jump on people.
Mount.
And it's just rude.
I've seen that happen a couple times at being at some of the parties. I thought you guys handle it really well. What are some things for extremes that happen that you guys have to deal with?
We can report them to Star Wars, and they have been able to take care of a lot of them.
We don't see a lot of repeat offenders. When you get, 60 people reporting you all within a 10 or 15 minute period, they tend to take that seriously from what we've seen.
We've known some of the guild leaders of their guild, and we've been able to report them to their guild leadership, and that's another avenue we've been able to take.
And then there's just, the whole fact that, this is a very large social event, and people behaving badly in front of a very large group of people, that tends to build up a negative reputation, and, there is a level of ostracism that can occur with that. That's, just completely independent of anything that we will do. That's, basically the community policing itself.
Oh, and barring that, they end up on our wall of shame on the website.
What is the wall of shame?
Those are pictures of people who just are irritants that won't go away.
Those who refuse to comply and not be a...
And we do come up with very interesting nicknames for you if you do come and crash our party and are generally a troll.
And that's what we call you among ourselves. We don't call you what your in-game name is.
Of course, if we can't pronounce your name, we'll make up something funny too, but that's just, because we can't pronounce your name.
When it comes to the naming convention, I just have one question for the listeners out there. Could you please take it easy on us, for those of us who have to pronounce your name? Please write it in a way that we can understand it.
Fewer apostrophes and include some vowels, please.
Yes, especially the vowels.
14-letter name, one vowel, 6 apostrophes.
The creativity is awesome, but, give us a break, guys.
Yeah, there are some pretty wild names. So now, how often you guys host the events, and what days, again, and times are the DJs live?
Okay, I'll do this one.
Okay, knock yourself out.
I usually give like a minute or a couple seconds in case someone else wants to jump in. Monday night, we have DJ Josie, and he usually hangs out at Slippery Slopes, and his show starts at, Josie?
8 p.m. Eastern time.
And goes till?
Midnight, sometimes a little longer, depending. But the scheduled show is from 8 to 12 Eastern.
Now, Tuesdays we have as an open day. Wednesday we have DJ Trajan.
Sometimes.
Real life issues, stuff like that. And his show starts at the same time, around 8 Eastern Standard, and goes until about midnight. Now, on Thursdays we have...
Major Vendetta, and I run from 8 p.m. to midnight. Sometimes a little longer, sometimes a little earlier. Just depends on how my stream of consciousness feels that day.
And Friday we have...
That's me, DJ Ibram, with Full Metal Friday, and I do it right here in the in front of the Big Gold Hut. I used to do that in the Slippery Slopes, but we got to have a little few more people than the little club could hold. So we had to move it out here. But I do that from 8 p.m. to midnight. Sometimes longer, you know, if things are just going real good, I'll you know, we'll run long and just have keep going on into the wee hours of the morning.
And Saturday is Viva Nachada, which is my show. It starts at 8 Central Standard Time. Oh my God, and runs to usually midnight, but sometimes I go over, or we do an after party.
What's an after party?
One of the DJs will jump on and run the music.
We do have those from time to time. I tend to call them the Radio Free After Dark shows. Those tend to be random. They're not scheduled, just kind of, you know, get on, start playing some music for a couple hours.
Although they seem to be happening more frequently after more of the shows,
yeah,
not just Saturday night.
They're getting to be kind of a regular deal. And but a lot of times it's a chance for, you know, whoever jumps on to break away from their usual format. You know, like you know, my show's Full Metal Friday. Most of what I play is hard rock and metal. So, you know, if I'm gonna jump on and do an after party, that's gonna give me a little, you know, chance to kind of break out a little bit more of my music library and some of the not metal stuff that I listen to, and you know, give people a little bit chance to listen to some other stuff.
Oh, and I forgot about Sunday. And she'll kick my butt for saying that. Sunday we usually have DJ Levelis, and she's on
from 5 until 9.
Yes, thank
in the
you.
Afternoon. Actually, I think it's 6 until 10 server time.
That's the only time you guys the station runs, or what goes on the rest of the time?
Oh, no, we run 24/7 with our German DJ Otto.
Oh, yes, he's very German. He works unfailingly, ceaselessly, and completely uncomplainingly, and utterly silently. But
and
he,
free.
And
well,
free, yeah. That's the
nominal cost, but not much.
If one of the DJs isn't actively broadcasting, then the station does not shut down. We have Otto, the German DJ, who will just continuously play the, you know, music that we've uploaded onto our server, and so if you tune in at any time, you're going to hear us.
And Otto does play completely random stuff.
Completely.
Yeah, because it's pretty much it's Otto's generated by everything that all of us have thrown up there, and so you get a really, really wide array of music.
So something more along the lines of other MMOs. Have you played other MMOs? Did you RP in them also? Do you do other content in the game as well, like PvP, ops, anything like that?
Yes, yes, and yes.
My lawyer tells me to say deny, deny, deny. But yes, several times yes.
What games did you play?
I come from a WoW background. I've been there since pretty much a couple months after launch. I've gone back for some of the expansions. Played actually quite a few MMOs. I'm still playing this one, of course. Been here since launch. And then also playing Elder Scrolls Online at the moment.
I was introduced to MMOs in Perfect World by a friend. I've played Star Wars, Guild Wars 2, Guild Wars, and touched on Elder Scrolls. I also play a lot of first-person RPGs.
Well, I'll jump in then. For me, I play a lot of first-person shooters, Battlefield, COD, things like that. My first MMO experience was Hello Kitty Island Adventure, where I used to PvP all the time.
Oh, my God.
And what? Be careful. I got claws.
Is that actually a game?
Yeah, it is actually a game.
I've actually been playing... my first game was the first EverQuest, and I moved on to the sadly debunked now Star Wars Galaxies and games throughout there.
Oh, I guess that makes it my turn now. I am a long-time veteran of MMOs. I started with a really, really old title called The Realm by Sierra. So back when Sierra was even a thing. And then into EverQuest, and there was some other stuff in there between there. WoW, I've dallied in pretty much just about any MMO that you've ever heard of. I've at least tried it out, most likely, because I'm kind of ADD.
There's no kind of about it.
Okay, maybe not no kind of, but I spent my time with Star Wars, also some Elder Scrolls, Guild Wars 2 and a little bit of Terra at the moment is kind of where I'm mostly doing it. And then, of course, just what various single-player games and whatnot as well.
You guys are also a guild. How does that play out in the game, or is it just about the radio station?
All right. First thing is we tell people that we are a social guild. We're not a raiding guild or a PvP or Starfighter or any of that. We are a social guild. We get together to be social. Other, you know, our members, you know, we have alts and other guilds. You know, when it comes to, you know, ops or PvP or Starfighter, you know, we, you know, we'll go with our other guilds, but our other guilds know about us.
And awesome. Because of the radio station, a lot of people know who we are, and we'll just go play with them.
That's cool. I like the fact that you guys want to go to the social aspect. I think sometimes the social part of MMOs is kind of lost in some of the present-day games.
Yeah, there's a big focus on content, and especially on endgame-type content with games. That's what brings people in. That's what keeps them paying money. So that's you know, generally where developers are going to focus their efforts. You know, and then it kind of falls to people like us, the players, to try and bring about some sort of you know, a little more social stuff.
So how can players find out more about the radio station and your live events?
The website. All of our shows are listed there. Of course, Otto plays there all day, all night, if we're not online.
That is radio-free.org.
That's it. We also have a link on Corellian Run Radio at corellianrun.com. And there's a link back to them from our website. So we're kind of friends, kind of. And we have Facebook, which you can get to from our website. We have little icons on our nav bar. So there's plenty of information. We have email addresses, which you can contact us in-game if you go to the DJ page, the staff page.
Don't we have a Twitter?
Yes, we have a Twitter account as well. It's on the page as well. It's a link to it. And they can get into our TeamSpeak if they so desire.
And, you know, we are selling T-shirts.
Definitely, I noticed on you guys' website, you guys also highlight some news events and different information. So definitely you guys want to check that out. And what's that website one more time, Lovejoff?
That would be radio-free.org.
The dash is very important.
And of course, if you see us in game, by all means, say hi.
Whisper us. We love being whispered to.
Well, some of us are more friendly than others.
Just be nice. If you're nice, you won't get ignored.
Okay, now is time for something we'd like to do is our rapid shot round. These are questions that you have no idea what we're going to ask.
Okay, what is your favorite cantina or entertainment spot in the Star Wars movies? Coruscant, Mos Eisley, or Jabba's Palace? Josie, go.
Jabba's Palace.
Nice choice.
It's got half-naked Twi'leks.
See, I'm thinking, you know.
Most of
and
them
Slave
do.
Leia.
Slave Leia was actually where I was going with that, yeah.
A little bit of insight in Josie's mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary.
Who doesn't like Slave Leia?
I need to create a Twi'lek. I mean, nice.
Which would you choose, a lightsaber or blaster? This is one question we choose all the time. Now, we're going to go with Abram.
Blaster.
Speaking of Jabba's Palace, what is your favorite Star Wars band in the movies? Max Rubo and the crew from Jabba's Palace or the Mos Eisley Cantina band? And this goes to Vendetta.
Mos Eisley Cantina. Absolutely.
The classic, classic. All right, what is your favorite Star Wars musical instrument? This is going to go to Lovechild, and we're going to go with the clue, or, and I know I'm going to pronounce this right, the Xanthar?
I just choose between one of the two?
Yeah, those two. One of those two.
I mean, I can't say the accordion?
Or you have another one.
Well, I like the accordion myself.
Do they have that in Star Wars?
I don't think they have accordions in Star Wars, man.
Oh, hollow accordions.
They should have. So where else do we get Star Wars polka music from?
What about the hammery thing that the elephant dude is on?
Well, he's not really playing. That's right. It is a hammery thing, isn't it?
It is a hammery thing. He's like pounding away on it like animal. The best method.
Now, is this the end of the quick shot round?
Well, you still we haven't told yet your answer between those.
You still haven't answered, man.
Yeah, you haven't answered, dude. No, you haven't.
I said the accordion.
It's either Xanth or Clue, man.
We'll go with the Clue then, because that way I can say I have a clue.
Name your favorite Star Wars movie. Whoever wants to answer first.
Empire.
All right, same answers. Excellent.
Nice. Good choice. And that is our rapid shot round.
Okay, well, now it's our turn for our rapid shot round, featuring the staff of RadioFree.org to Heather and Jason of Carillion Run Radio.
And we want both of your answers.
Exactly. The first question, Gwar or Barney?
I don't know who any of those are.
For music. I don't know. Barney scares me.
He scares me, too.
I'll have to go to Gwar.
Heather?
I don't know who either of those people are.
But you don't know who Barney is?
You don't know who Barney is?
The big purple dinosaur?
I love you. You love me.
I guess since I don't know the other one, then I would have to say Barney.
All right. Number two, if trapped in a life pod, who would you prefer to die a long, slow, and cold death with? Darth Barriss on a Jenny Craig spree? Or with Bodar after a waxing accident?
Bodar.
I don't know. Shaved Wookiee? Not sure about that. Not sure about Barriss. Having life rafts along death, I would probably be able to eat a little bit more on Barriss, so I'm going to go with Barriss on that one.
All righty. Number three, the Ice Bucket Challenge or the Twizzler Challenge?
What's the Twizzler Challenge?
Oh, man, are you not up on your memes?
I have to go. I'm not sure on that one either.
The internet is a scary, scary place.
We try to hide from the internet in the game.
Gator or Deliverance?
Gator is an animal that I know of.
It's also a movie.
It's also a movie.
Yeah. And then Deliverance. I'm going to go Gator, I guess.
Hey, I haven't seen either one.
But you have an idea
of
what...
You have to choose.
No, I have no Deliverance idea. I just Googled it.
Yeah, Deliverance is scary.
All right, so that's the end of our quickfire round.
Sorry, I was so useless.
And we now know, people, that Heather and Jason spend no time outside of their computers.
Which is probably for the best.
I thought we all had questions.
Oh, yeah. Do you have questions, Vendetta?
I have a couple.
All right, let's do it.
Go ahead.
Sith or Jedi?
Sith.
Sith.
Agent or smuggler?
Agent.
Beer or wine?
Beer.
Tongue or no tongue?
What?
Tongue or no tongue?
That depends.
On what?
Do I know the person or not?
Now let's say you're doing it with me.
The correct answer is always tongue.
Tongue.
Okay, that's all I could come up with.
Come on, fire away. Oh,
anyone else? Just so I know you were thinking about some.
No, I'm okay. Beatles or Elvis?
Beatles.
Elvis.
Just because you look like him.
Oh. Thank you very much.
Anything else?
Not for me. That was my only one.
That was it?
That was it?
I thought there was a build-up. And I think that's the rapid shot round.
We've twisted the rapid shot round.
Any final thoughts? I'm scared to ask, but I'll open it up one more time.
Actually, I do have some final thoughts.
Go ahead.
This is actually on a serious note. I know that some of your listeners actually do work for BioWare, so I would like to ask them, I'd like to thank them for the drum emote that's coming out.
Oh, drums.
Oh, nice.
And I would like to challenge them to come up with a few more dance emotes, something like the twist, or something like the time walk.
Time walk.
Some emotes for guys that don't suck.
Yeah, to where they don't look like they're in a seventh grade dance.
Yeah, we could use some Chippendales action up in here.
Yes.
Chris Farley Chippendales.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh, can you imagine, like, the guys at Bioware Austin trying to, you know, do these?
I honestly think they would have too much fun doing it.
Some good mocap guys to give us some sexy dude dance, because our dances suck.
Yeah, compared to the ladies, I have to agree.
I mean, they made our dances really sexy. Why can't you do the same with the guys?
Girls like eye candy, please.
Yes, we do.
They probably have more sexy girl dancers on staff than guys that know how to dance.
No, it's a comic book thing.
We have a show on Friday nights. You need to come to it. Because, first of all, we have the no pants, or is it pants off, dance
pants
off.
Off, dance off.
Pants off, dance off on Friday nights. And then we will switch places. We'll get the girls on stage, and then we'll get the guys on stage. And it's like, we want the guys to look good. And if they're just doing that silly side-to-side thing, it looks goofy.
So, BioWare, hear our cries. Give the guys some sexy.
I'll tweet it out.
We're glad that we got to have this time to interview you guys. And that was our interview with Radio Free. That was awesome.
Yeah, we were there for a while.
It was there for a long time. If we could, we probably make a nice chunk of change if we sell the unedited version, the run radius. But it was a good time. They really have fun, and I like the fact that what they're doing for the community there on the Ebon Hawk and the game in whole is providing the radio station people can listen to as they level, and also, you know, come and take part in their parties, which are just a blast. Let's see. What else did you think about Radio Free and your experience with them in the parties? Anything like that?
It was really cool. I'm in a guild there on Ebon Hawk, the Order of Shadow Knights Guild. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of them came out to the party too, and that was fun. So it's just a fun thing. I mean, like they said, you don't have to be RPing to go to the party. You can just go and respect the rules, like, you know, don't duel in the middle of the dance floor and things like that. So
yeah, they understand that people want to duel for their RP thing. Biggest thing is don't do it in the dance floor, because it drops everybody's frame rates down, like, big time. So, and then, the one other thing here, I had to show it right here. I'll take a little bit for you. You can see it on stream. Me and Heather, we had no prior talking about outfits and everything. We both showed up in, like, coordinating outfits. It was pretty.
It's not even the same outfit. It's just outfits that look the same.
Yeah, they took the Carillion Counselor uniform, and they incorporated it into, what is that, the Euphoric?
Yeah, the Euphoric something outfit. And, you know, it was just one of the few that I had unlocked that I found in my collection. So I was just like, okay, I'll just put this on real quick. And then I looked behind Jason, and I'm like, wait a second.
I know, it's like, whoa. Awkward. Yeah, awkward. But actually, it looked pretty cool that we were all from representing. So, and we, you know, we didn't even talk about it. So that was kind of cool. So,
yeah.
Yes. And evidence, there's our names. We were actually there. So, folks, we are actually the evidence. We're in, confirmed. We were actually there. Confirmed. One final thing I want to get in our quick mentions here, because we're running a little bit long. We had a long interview, and we definitely want to talk about the expansion there. We've been a while since we've done that. But in our SWTOR extra, community extras, I came across, I don't know if you had a chance to read it. We've had her on the podcast before, ZamZam. And I didn't know if you read the lore article she put up this past week.
Oh, no, I didn't read it.
Yeah, no, of course, no, just kidding. Well, Heather, we know, you're not into lore that much. But the lore thing that she wrote about is, and now she's really into gameplay and different things like that, but the lore article she writes about Knights of the Fallen Empire, about Vitiate, and some of the new things with the new empire that's coming along, she actually ties some things together that could possibly happen. I mean, some of it's speculation, but definitely a must-read. I recommend it if you especially like your lore, or if you just want to find a little bit more about some Star Wars lore, it's a definitely good thing. And we will have the link in our show notes. So that is probably the last thing that I'm going to touch on. Do you have anything you want to add, Heather?
Well, my guild is kind of recruiting, I think. If you want to join Despair and see what we're all about, you can go to despair-gaming.com and possibly play with me in-game.
Awesome. Join Heather on the Harbinger, you know, stuff.
Yeah.
It is relatively cheap. Actually, start a character, get in, talk with the guild, see if you like it, transfer a character over. Only 90 cartel coins, and you get that legacy. Get all those buffs.
Mm-hmm.
Try to do that. Just guys are like, yeah, I'm going to go old school. I'm just going to go level 1 all the way through and not get my buffs. And that lasted probably a couple days. And I was like, yeah, forget this. I'm bringing my buffs over. So.
If you're a guild officer or a guild leader looking to get your guild notice on here, you can contact us about being on a guild ready check. If you're interested, send an email to CorellianRun@gmail.com or Heather@prettylittlesith.com.
And we want to thank all those that have contacted us in the past about the guild ready checks, and also possibly even maybe advertising your guild on our site. We will take that into consideration. Don't forget about the great articles on CRR this past week. And we do have, I got to review an article by Joe. He's written another article for us, and that will be probably up this coming week, so go check that out. Please don't forget to take a moment and leave us a positive feedback on iTunes and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast app.
If you'd like to contact us or have any questions or ideas for discussion topics, email us at CorellianRun@gmail.com. You can also follow and tweet us on Twitter @CorellianRun. My personal Twitter handle is @Heather_PLS and Jason is @JT_HollowNet. If you're on Facebook, like our Facebook page, or you can join our Facebook group also. You can also leave a voicemail, like Jason mentioned, for us on our website, CorellianRun.com, or on our Facebook page that could possibly be featured on the show. Finally, if you'd like to be a writer or submit content to our website, send an email to Jason at jason@CorellianRun.com.
Well, that's going to wrap it up. We went a little long today, but that's all we have today for you. We want to thank all our fans, followers, and all those loyal listeners for tuning in, especially those that joined us in the chat room. Thank you very much. And until next time, I'm Jason.
I'm Heather. May the Force be with you. Or keep those blasters by your side, kid.
You've been listening to Corellian Run Radio, a Star Wars The Old Republic podcast. Tune in next time to hear Heather say,
what happens on Nar Shaddaa stays on Nar Shaddaa.
This is Major Vendetta from Radio Free, and you've been listening to Corellian Run Radio.
And transmission.